What's in the news? Moon dust.
It's one small step for man.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. The first moon landing 48 years ago.
Go for landing on the moon.
Walter Cronkite described it and did a play-by-play as Neil Armstrong collected rock and dust samples.
He's got this little sort of bag on a sharp rim.
Moon rocks were saved forever. The dusty bag, not so much. Until Nancy Carlson saw it on a government auction website a few years ago.
It was like finding the Holy Grail. I did see a bag that was described as a lunar bag flown with a number on it, and it included the word moon dust.
She bought it for $995, then sent it to NASA for authentication.
And that was where things started to go off the rails, to put it nicely.
NASA said it was the real thing, but refused to return it. She sued and got it back. But now Carlson is auctioning it off. Cassandra Hatton at Sotheby's says it could fetch millions.
I just say Neil Armstrong moon dust. You get it. You don't need to be American to understand why this is important, and that's also what's exciting about it, is I could talk to a five-year-old in China, and they would get excited about this.
For Carlson, it was more than just a rewarding investment.
I found a piece of history that everybody forgot about. So that's my great gratification in all of this. I saved it from being lost.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News.